Good evening. My name is Nicole Casello. I live at 33 Cedar Grove Road in Annandale. I currently have three children who have been in the pre-K program here in the township for the past year and a half. They will all be attending kindergarten here next year. They have a vast array of personality, skills, and special needs. They're all extremely different and require different style, different focus of teaching currently from their preschool program. After speaking with their current staff, we feel that for all three of my children, they would greatly benefit from a full day, knowing full well that they're all such diverse children with an array of special needs and personalities. From the child who has the high energy, non-focus, who will be given that extra time to work with him, to the child who just is a delay and needs the extra time with the one-on-one special needs, to a child who is highly motivated and academic-based learning style, who just needs the extra push from a social aspect. And hearing from the pre-K teachers who have been in this district for many years, knowing that they feel it would benefit my children, I believe says a lot for offering a full-day kindergarten. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi. My name's John Simpson. I live at 31 Meadowview Drive in Annandale. I was a product of the Clinton Township School District myself. It's nice to be here. I came tonight to hear Principal Goad's presentation, and it covers much of what I know to be true. And I encourage you to adopt her proposal and align Clinton Township with the best practices that research show for children in kindergarten year. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Megan Bernarano, 1264 Route 39, Lebanon, New Jersey. To Mrs. McLaughlin, seeing Tewksbury as an employee there does only offer an extended day kindergarten, just to let you know. But, you know, it's till 1:30. Don't apologize. And my next question, I guess my biggest concern is my son will be coming to kindergarten next year, and school choice makes me very nervous because I feel like I'm not sure how many people we're going to. If we offer full day, which a lot of working parents will want, then we may get a big amount of applicants for your school choice. I would like to know, are you going to open school choice up to kindergarten? And if you are you going to cap the number of kids, considering we don't know how many parents, like Ms. Goad said, do the full day because of working, and now they'll be excited that they're in the district that's going to have a full day. I just see class sizes being very large, and I really don't want that for my son, at least. So do you know if you're gonna cap it or open it?
Right now, the enrollment for school choice in kindergarten are 20 seats, but does not mean we have to fill those 20 seats. We have seats open from kindergarten through eighth grade at varying levels, and all of them keeping an eye on our class sizes. And as Mrs. Goad said, kindergarten is always that unknown. And we do expect, if we go to a full day program, that more often than not, we will be filling seats with our own students. And if you look now, there are 102 students in kindergarten, but 140 in first grade. So right there, we're saying we're gonna pick up some students, obviously. Now we know the birth rates following the cohorts up have been decreasing, but I don't think there would be more than a decrease of 5 students. So we know that 20 that are out there for school choice, we would not be able to allot for. So we're allowed to change that number as need be based on our kindergarten roundup, and then start a lottery process for those remaining seats for school choice.
And then one quick question. As in, my district, we do an extended day till 1:30, so the kids do get a little bit more time to get lunch and recess and a special every day. Have we thought about possibly doing something than that instead of going full day, or it's full day or nothing?
We started, the first step for us was that extra 30 minutes going from 2.5 to 3 hours. And in looking at really the balance of the program and what the teacher's already looking at for a full-day program compared to some of the savings from transportation, no more midday run or another run like other schools have to tier another run in, we would be able to assume those savings and apply that to the program. So I really think, as Mrs. Goad and Ms. Postma, Ms. Philippe, and our teachers are all going through this really a sense of informational and training that DOE is doing, they're seeing that this is attainable for us.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Ferry. I teach kindergarten at Spruce Run School. I really didn't come prepared to speak tonight, but after listening to Melissa speak, I felt obligated. She has done a lot of work with us, and I did write some notes. So, in an effort to implement a rigorous curriculum grounded in the Common Core standards, we do need more time. I wrote curriculum last year for science and for math, and writing the curriculum was so challenging, knowing that I only had children for 2.5 hours, now 3 hours. The curriculum is written really for a full day, and we don't have a full day. We tried very hard to meet the needs of all the learners within the time that we have. I feel, and my colleagues can speak to this too, that we really do a lot in the little time that we have. The one thing that is definitely missing with the kids is the time to investigate and to have choice and to play, which is something that in all of the child development courses you take in college, in graduate school, it's necessary. Children do not learn by standing in front of them and talking at them. They learn by working together, they learn by playing, they learn by making mistakes, they learn by arguing, they learn by sticking up for themselves, sticking up for others. I am a parent as well. I have a third grader and I have a going into kindergarten. The year that my daughter went into kindergarten, our district went to full day kindergarten, so I was the lucky one that didn't have to pay for daycare. It was the best thing for my daughter. It was the best thing for our family. She had a routine. She had play. She had rest. She learned how to wash her hands. She learned how to eat with friends. And these are things that in a full day in a half day program, you don't have. We don't have lunch. We don't have recess. We don't, you know, these are things. Going outside for the kids in kindergarten is like, when we say we're going to go outside, they are completely elated. They don't get to go outside at school. We don't have time. So given what Mrs. Goad presented to you, please take into consideration full day. The cost definitely is something to consider, but research does show that test scores are better. Kids have more time to learn. Their transition to first grade is much easier. And most kids are really ready for it. So thank you.
Can I ask a quick follow-up, please?
Go ahead.
Thanks. You indicated that the curriculum is written for a full day, for full day program. When you say the curriculum, what are you referring to?
Our math curriculum, based on the Common Core standards. Our language arts is being written now. Science, based on the New Jersey standards. They're set up. There's so much to teach, and we really have to go through them with a fine-tooth comb in kindergarten and say, oh, we can't do that in kindergarten. First grade needs to do it. Then it gets compounded to first grade. Then it gets compounded to second grade. So you're looking at a curriculum that's written right now. The language arts and the math and are written grade-specific, but science, social studies, they're all written K to 4. So you sit down K to 4 and you got to figure out what goes in, what should we be teaching in kindergarten, what should we start in kindergarten, spiral to first, spiral to second, go to fourth. And when you have a half day, we have the curriculum there, we teach it, but it's like you teach it one day, we try to follow up the next day, but there's always something else. So it's like, honestly, there are days where you feel like you're on the hamster wheel. There's so much to teach and there's so little time. And that's actually when Melissa said about presenting. I will be presenting a workshop at Kane University in a couple of weeks, and that's the title of my workshop, So Much to Teach, So Little Time, because there's so much expected. Parents expect their children coming out of kindergarten reading. most parents, when is my child going to read? When is my child going to read? We read every single day. That takes a half an hour of our day. After the half hour's over, we typically have a writer's workshop. That takes another half hour. Parents want to know, is my child going to write? Why aren't they spelling correctly? And you know, there's so many expectations. And I mean, there's an hour if you do reading and writing every day. That's not math, that's not science. You have to teach them how to wash their hands. You have to teach them how to unpack. So there's a lot to do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Currently, I have a preschooler who's 3, and of course, you know, he has another year to do preschool. And I currently also have a kindergartner who is doing the half day, but also a wrap program. So I thought it would be interesting to let you know a little bit about that. I think the wrap program is a different organization. They come into the school, they have a certified kindergarten teacher, and so therefore, I don't think the curriculum is as stringent, because I think our school district needs to follow like a certain curriculum. So they have more flexibility with the children as far as what they're teaching them. So I don't know, so don't quote me, if the curriculums match exactly and if they're learning on exactly the same pace. So my son, for instance, goes to the wrap program in the morning. So he goes in from 8:50, you know, they do what they do there, a bunch of stuff. And then you know, he gets to have his lunch and stuff there with his peers, because then they bring him on over to Miss Klaus there at 12:05. And then they go ahead and do all of what Rhonda Ferry says they do in a real hurry. So like everything's jammed down their throat, and that's why he wants to go back to preschool, because he can't play anymore and he's all freaked out. Not, I'm exaggerating, but so therefore, you know, I just wonder how good that is for the child, you know, from year to year when they're going into kindergarten. The child's ready. My child is definitely ready to be in school for a full day. He did 2 years of preschool, and he's just that child that is ready. He needs to sit down. He needs the focus. He needs, you know, a teacher to be telling him what he needs to do. I do a lot with them at home. 2 boys, 22 months apart. They don't always listen. They don't want to sit down. It's very difficult for me to manage that. Although my husband and I try the best we can, we do a lot with them. But I just think it's very inconsistent when you have a family or you have children that are ready and your only option is to do a wrap and then, you know, the afternoon public class. So again, I don't know if there's major differences, but it could be as simple as, you know, one class is doing uppercase and the other class hasn't gotten there yet. You know, so you just, I don't know if there's, if it's the same. So, and I know, you know, he goes from that class and then he goes to another class in the afternoon, and so there's not a lot of consistency as far as his day, because he's in two different classrooms with two different teachers, different peers, etc., and they're, you know, working from two different angles. So I know for my child that's going to be coming up through after preschool and going not next year but the following year to kindergarten, to have a full day, I know for him would be wonderful. There would be a lot of consistency there. He would spend one day in one spot working with you know, one teacher and the same peers throughout the day. So it would be very, very beneficial. So, you know, please consider that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Nancy Sloda. I live at 21 Willow Brook Lane. I have one son that's ready to go into kindergarten next year, and I have one son that's ready to go into pre-K next year. I'm on the fence about full day versus what we have right now. I don't have any basis for that other than I don't want to let go of my babies yet. So I have two questions for Mrs. Goad. One would be, you mentioned that there's some districts that do both full day and half day, and I'd like to know a little bit more about that. And I would also like to know any cons that you've come across in your research for full day.
I don't have specific data.
Can you speak into the mic, please? Thank you. That's fine.
I don't have the specific data right now for the percentage that has the 3% that have both. I know in some instances it may be a program for children with special needs who do need a full day, and we do that as well, actually currently here in our district. I'd have to gather some more information on the specifics of that, but I think that was what it was based around. What's your second question? How would we help children who may not? Okay. There are some, and a lot of it is, you know, getting children ready to be here for the extended day. And that's something that we would definitely be working with children on and parents on, in terms of setting a schedule that would kind of increase in the demands and the requirements for, you know, adherence and helping kids to become prepared for the program. There are some other cons to the program. I'd have to actually pull my specific research, but I think a lot of it is when you're looking at the benefits that outweigh, we find that the benefits that we would find in putting this program in place would be more supportive. So I can also get back to you with some more specific research information. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you send children to a half-day kindergarten, the transition to first grade is so much more challenging. So having a full-day kindergarten, and including play, which is so important, is a great transition to first grade, where it does become a little more rigid, and the expectation is that much higher. Thank you.
Thank you.
Megan Plax. I live at 1 Twin Oaks Lane. My kids are in the pre-K program right now, and I feel like the natural transition for them would be to have full-day kindergarten. I have one child that will go into full-day kindergarten next year, and another one will go in the following year. And they've been in daycare for years prior to the pre-K program here, so I just feel like to put them back, they're half-day now, to put them back in another half-day program the next year, I don't think that would be great for them. I think they need to go to a full-day program to give them more time, to have the downtime during the day. I'm also a teacher. I teach high school kids, and I can tell you that in the 52 minutes that I see them, it's 52 minutes, it's jam-packed, there's no downtime. It's all about the curriculum. And I just feel like for the kindergartners, they need that time to have a little break, to play, to have some breathing room, rather than just having the curriculum, you know, jammed down their throat the whole time. So I'm definitely for full-day kindergarten.
Thank you.
I'm 271 Stanton Mountain Road, and it was a fantastic presentation by Principal Goh, and it's so nice to see the kindergarten teachers here. I'm also on a fence like that one mom was. I want to think about, obviously think about your child and you think about everybody together, but I wonder what the stressors are for kindergartners at 5 years old and just turning five or almost going to turn five. And when I hear NJ ask for kindergarten, I just start to cringe. And when I hear, you know, they need more time to get ready for first grade, get ready for second grade, they're always getting ready for something. And I have a lot of questions of what it looks like and the play time that's in there. And I think there's a lot of parents that have kids who can play at home and kids who can eat at home and have other opportunities for social and emotional development. So I am on the fence. The information that was presented really, you know, it helped give me some more information, but I do think that there's probably a percentage of parents out there who may not be in the current preschool program, because that is a natural transition for those kids. You know, to go from 5 days, almost a full day, to go to a half day is a detriment to those kids, but there's a large percentage, I'm sure, of the population who kids don't even go to preschool and they are home. So that probably would need to be addressed to those parents. And I just think lessening the stress, and when I hear, you know, getting prepared for first grade and second, it never ends. You know, it really never ends. It goes right up against the college. And that kind of stress on a five-year-old body and a five-year-old mind kind of makes me question, is that best for kids? Is that developmentally appropriate? And I know that was in the presentation, it said full day is developmentally appropriate. For what percentage? You know, I know there was a small percentage that responded to the survey, but what about those other people who might not have seen the survey? So it was a great presentation. I'm still on the fence. I guess I have a lot more questions. I'd love to see that 30 minutes, 60 minutes, how much time is spent, and a lot of questions about staffing and, you know, one librarian between each school. That would be really rough. So just a lot of questions, I'm sure. You have a small amount of time. It seems very rushed. It might not be the right year this year, but it sounds like a nice idea. I'm just still on the fence.
Laura, if I may, as Mrs. Goad gave perspective, you know, some of my own perspective, I taught as a kindergarten teacher in a half-day program, and then I was a principal of a school with a full-day program. One of the studies that we did was we looked at children coming into our program and looked at the difference between our pre-K program, outside pre-K program, and children with no pre-K. And we noticed a trend. Those children following through who had no pre-K prior to coming in or did not have our pre-K program, which were connected, did not have the same transition rate, success, and so on. But as well, that kindergarten program was not right out of the gate total curriculum and rigor. It really was the idea of socialization, getting them ready to learn. And a big part of that was play and how to learn how to play. And as you saw from one of the slides that Mrs. Goad put up there, the part under rest says rest, and then it says or independent reading, shared reading. The idea is in the beginning of the school year, there's rest, there's downtime. Now, many children at that age don't take naps, but that's a lot, as you're saying, that is a lot to take. So they do need that downtime, and that is part of that developmental time in the day that they get that. They kind of decompress and really start to talk about what they're learning. But a big part of that is that structured play, that exploration and discovery, and the chance to talk about it. And when we look at literacy is not just learning to read in first grade. It really is that pre-K to third grade continuum, that children have a chance to learn to read. And then from third grade after, you're reading to learn. So that's the part of it. And as it was just shared, absolutely, there is a lot of demand on our children. And when you think about when we went to kindergarten, what do we really remember besides snack time? But here, we have children who are learning to read right off the get-go, and it's because of the way that early literacy is being done now by our teachers. But to do that, I absolutely agree. There's more demand, and there's a sense that if we can't get it done, it gets pushed on to the next grade, this would be a sharing. And under really the idea of exploration and discovery, our kindergartners will be able to do that without that stress of, we have to cover this, we have to cover that. There'll be that time. Think about it. It's their day, 2.5 hours, is like a 90-day year, not a 180-day year. And we'd be giving them that time. And I guess, you know, this is the harder thing to understand. Is it for all children in different degrees? So some children coming in, you know, this research will show boys with a summer birthday really don't transition well until maybe March. But because of the cutoff, the parents say, I want him to try it. And this would give that child that maturation time needed that a half-day program doesn't always do it. And that's where you see a lot of concern or possible retention for children at the end of kindergarten because they didn't catch up. This would give them that time and that space. And given the research and the work already that our teachers did the year before, just going from a 2.5 hour to a 3 hour, they've done a lot of that groundwork. And they're involved with the training and the information coming from the DOE. I know they'll be ready for this. But it will be a personal choice by all parents. Because there is a sense that you're giving up sooner than you want to.
I can hear the stress in the teachers' voices. You know, I can't fit it in. And maybe that's something that needs to be looked at. The other question, and I do understand when there are children who don't go to preschool, and boom, they're right in kindergarten. I know it's just a matter of months before they do catch up. And the studies do show they just catch up in a matter of months to where the other kids who were in full day or 3 day preschool. But the other question I had, I'm sorry, I forgot to answer, and you jogged my memory. I do know there are some schools that do that transitional kindergarten, right, where they stay for a half hour extra, and probably by November they're ready for the full day. Is that something that could be considered?
It actually will be something that we'll have to look at, because a lot of districts will also do If they have a half-day program in one, they'll have a transitional. I've worked in districts where we had a transitional first grade, and that was the idea. The child was not ready for the full first grade, but they needed more than a half-day kindergarten. Correct. So we would have to look at, actually, I know in many districts that's being phased out, and what they'd rather do is put supports into that full-day program and have more time with the child.
Thank you. I just wanted to echo what Ms. Bergeramo said, that I'm over my time, I'm sure. Class size is really important. So before it's voted on, I would hope that we have even more of a study to find out where are those children coming from, how many do we possibly have, because when you're talking about the difference from 21 to 22 or 23 is huge in kindergarten. So I would
right, our numbers now are 15, and in first grade they're 18. So to me, that would be the range.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jennifer Tarnowski, and I'm also one of the kindergarten teachers here. Mr. Carroll actually just spoke about a lot of the points that I wanted to speak about, but I wanted to come up here and speak about them as a teacher and as a parent. Some of the parents are concerned that their child may not be ready for a full day. And we actually have parents who send their child in for a half-day program who come to us at kindergarten registration and, you know, express the concern that they feel that their child may not even be ready for a half-day program. But they send their child, and we as a kindergarten team, we as teachers in the Clinton Township School District differentiate for every child, and we work with every child. So I just want to throw that out there, that regardless if we're half day or full day, we work with every child to meet their needs, where they're at, on a daily basis. So that's really important for you to know, regardless of how many hours that they're there. And just to speak to the last parent, yes, we're trying to fit in all of this curriculum and we have a lot to do. It's really stressful now. So if we go to full day, that will lessen the stress. And I think that will give, like we've all been saying, as Mrs. Goad said, as Mr. Carroll said, as some of the other parents said, we want to make kindergarten fun for the children, as it was when we went to kindergarten. We want them to have time to play. We want them to have time to explore and investigate. And as Mrs. Ferry and I are learning in this seminar, it's really important to have children learn and work together in small groups, and to investigate and to write about what they're learning and investigating, and that can't happen in a half-day program. We're just trying to fit it all in, and it's really stressful now. If we go to full day, we will have so much more time to do all of those things and to make it fun. So I think that's really important. I don't think that going to full day will be stressful on any of the children. I think it will actually be more fun, and we'll have more opportunities to do those fun things and to do the investigations, the explorations, to go outside, to work in centers, those things we can't do right now. And just one more point, my son went to full day kindergarten last year, and I would go in and visit the classroom, and I would come back and say to the kindergarten team, wow, it is a world different than where we are here. Just the things that I saw them do, I mean, they were working with butterflies, and they were doing those small group activities and things that we just can't do because we're half day. Not that we don't want to do them, we just don't have the time. So, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to limit this to two more. We do have other business that we need to go to.
Hi, I'm Jessica Hopkinson, 2 Cheryl Way, Annandale. It was a great presentation, so thank you. I just want to echo my support of the full-day kindergarten. I have my daughter's going to be going into kindergarten next year. She is in a full-day preschool program, and listening to the parent talk about the RAP program was really concerning to me. And so if there is no full-day kindergarten, I will have to evaluate going to private kindergarten, which is not something that I want to do. But it really sounds like it would be a step backwards for my child to come to a 3-hour program when she's actually at school doing fabulous in a full day program, and she gets the creative play, and she gets the learning, and she gets all that in a preschool program. And I would hate to send her to a kindergarten where it's just about learning and not about all those creative things. So I fully support it.
Thank you.
How you doing? My name is Dave Dougherty, 22 River Bend Road, Clinton. I have a couple questions. I have a daughter in first grade, and I have a daughter who's going to be entering kindergarten next year. And the one that's in first grade went through the kindergarten program, and she was in the work family program. And the work family program is good. They do a good job. They look out for the children. And, you know, for those people who are unsure about that. That being said, I would like to see full-time kindergarten. I feel that the 3 hours isn't enough. They need to have that time, that structured time through the classroom from start to finish. I guess I'm a working parent, my wife as well, and I'd like to know, was there any talk with work family what would happen with the aftercare program if full-time kindergarten was instituted?
Nothing would happen to the
Have
only thing that
to stay?
The only thing that would be discussion would be the wraparound program, and I know that was already discussion of whether or not they would make that a pre-K wraparound program. But as far as their before and after care, mm-hmm. there would be no change.
Okay, good. The other, it's not a question, more of a statement, but the pre-K, I don't know how many kids are enrolled in that, but from my understanding, it's a lottery. Is that correct?
No.
It was, though, right? So we're not, I guess it's not at the capacity it used to be? Is that why it's not a lottery?
We're able to accommodate everyone who wants to.
Okay, so nobody's turned away now. Okay. Well, I guess it changes my perspective a little bit, but basically what my thoughts are that perhaps we could eliminate the pre-K program to help facilitate the full-day kindergarten program if it was a money issue.
We actually have to, by law, we have to run a pre-K program.
How much does pre-K cost per month? $200 per month?
For a parent tuition right. base, yes.
Okay. That doesn't nearly cover the cost of the program, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay.
I do know that prior to me getting here, they did look at raising the tuition, but then lost many people mm-hmm. as a result. So they put it back to the original, and we have not changed it since.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to move on to, all right, this will be the last one, please. We do have a lot of other business that we need to address.
As a stay-at-home mom, Kara Trooper, Gemerson, 5 Douglas Terrace in Annandale. As a stay-at-home mom, I really struggle with thinking that I need to send my child to a full-day program so that they get things like more time to play. You know, one thing I'm able to do with my children is to give them all the out time play that they want, all the time, you know, playing Candyland, you know, having informal play dates with friends, that sort of thing. So I feel that they're really going to still get that even without that sort of program. And then also talking about the academics, I know you had mentioned that the child would have 30 minutes of reading a day. Well, we read more than that every day at home, so to say that they're going to have a full day program and they're going to get 30 minutes, well, we do a lot more than that at home now. I think we continue doing that. So, while I think a full day would be beneficial for some parents and certainly those who work, for those of us that are staying at home and that are doing a lot with our children, I'm not sure that it's 100% necessary.
Just a quick comment. You know, I said before, we have children who are learning to read and then they read to learn. It's the same thing. They learn to play, then they play to learn. And this is facilitated by certificated, educated staff who will understand when they need to intervene, but when they could really set up the environment for the child to really make certain chances and risks in their own learning. It was brought up before, the idea that they will make mistakes and learn from those mistakes without adults intervening. And it will create really the learning environment where they become self-sufficient. Whereas, as well as a parent, I know I get caught up trying to do too much for my child. I know that because of my training, I go, wait, don't do that. Let them do that. And this is something that we are really trying to offer all children coming into a full day K program. And we will see definite changes going to first grade and on through all the way to eighth grade. So yes, parents will still think they can do that as far as offer those times. And yes, if you're doing play dates and there's structured play or games, perfect. But we'll be able to do that as well here, but enhance it because of the staff that we have, the trained staff, to do that.
I'd like to thank all the parents that came out tonight and the teachers. to speak on behalf of the full day kindergarten program. Your Board of Education meets monthly. We meet the fourth Monday of every month, and we'd like to see as much community participation as possible. So please don't hesitate to join us the fourth Monday of each month here at CTMS. You're more than welcome to stay for the remainder of the meeting. But I know you have little ones at home you have to get to. So thank you again for being here.